Happy Sunday, everyone. This is Dr. Jorena Johnston coming to you from Illuminating Minds Radio. I just wanted to take this time to say hello. Hi. Hope you're having a wonderful, beautiful October month. And the weather's getting nicer, crispier, and chillier. It's finally doing that here in the Yucatan. I am grateful. Because I tell you, that's one thing I don't like about this place. It's too hot in the summer. You don't ever want to come here in the summer. You'll hate it. You'll hate it. This is the best weather ever, though. So I just wanted to give you guys a shout out that in December, I'm going to be doing another Silver Bullet Trust and Secure Creditor webinar, okay? And it's going to be on, let me see my little calendar here for you guys. The next one's going to be on, good goddess, where are we? Oh, 15th, 16th of December, 29th and 30th, and January 5th to the 6th, okay? So we're going to create a banner and everything so that you can remember it if you decide to come on down. And the deadline is going to be probably on sometime in December, the first week of December, okay? Because I already have clients that have already signed up for December. It's really cool. And I'm actually thinking that after December, I might do one more, maybe in February. And then after that, you know, like I said, with the Bitcoin halving underway, I'm going to be a very busy bee next year. Very busy, because I'm going to be getting into real estate and all that other stuff. I'm going to be extremely busy. And those of you who are into crypto investing, you know why. Because Bitcoin halving's coming, and it's going to be a long bull run. A bull market lasting till November 2026 at the most. So we're going to be very busy bees during that time. And will I have time to be teaching this type of work? I really don't know. So I'm just letting you know, February will be the time. And then I'm just going to take a break. I'm not going to quit, okay? I'm not quitting. And from the live webinar anyway, you can always, I'm just letting you guys know, you can always purchase the Silver Bullet Trust without the webinar. You'll be able to come into a video, online video training. It's all there, all nicely put together for you. The online video training, and Atir will always be there, my data programmer, to put your packages together, no problem. So the online video training is all from all the other webinars I've done. So if you don't have time to do live or anything, and you can always, at your own pace, watch those videos, okay? So I'm just letting you know, not to freak you all out. And, you know, I'm one of the few authentic people out there. I'm not saying I'm the only one that has it all together. I'm one of the few authentic people that actually treats her students very well, follows through with everything. You know, we're very professional. We've been doing this for 13 years, and we have a system already put together where it's just really easy. The moment you send in your terms and conditions, the moment you send in that, along with payment, I connect you immediately to a tier, and within 5 to 7 days, you get your packages done. There ain't no messing around. The latest 10 days, 7 to 10 business days. And you will be automatically enrolled in the online video training. I mean, this is how professional we are. We don't play the game that a lot of these shady gurus do, where they say, oh no, we're going to do everything for you, where basically, I mean, yes, we do everything for you as well, as far as just filling in the documents, but we show you how to do things. We don't just tell you to trust us and say, okay, we're going to do your UCC for you. Just sit back, kick back. Don't learn how to do a UCC. Don't learn how to send it to certain agencies or whatever. We're going to handle it and then lie to you and say, oh, it was already handled with no tracking, nothing, you know. It's so sad what I'm hearing about these stories, about these shady guru mother uffers. It's just ugly what they're doing to people. They don't have a sense of... they don't have a sense of consciousness or conscience. I think that's the word. That by doing that to people, I mean, I believe in karma. I do believe that and cause and effect. You know, whatever you do comes back to your ass several times. And I'm not saying, oh, you're a sinner or anything. I'm just saying whatever energy you're putting forth to harm others, it's going to come back to you. And it's not good, okay? So, you know, we like to show our students how to do things, how to file a UCC-1, how to send your first package out to Puerto Rico, how to fill in an SS-4, how to get a global virtual office, connect with my friend in Greece who will connect you with all sorts of addresses from all over the world. How to do all these things. Because if you just have someone do something for you, you know, sending the packages out for you, doing all these things for you, how are you going to learn? And not only that, you have to be the one in front of a notary. We can't be in front of a notary for you, you see. You have to be the one recording your documents, or you can have someone else record a document. And it's not many documents to record. You're only recording the power of attorney general, and you're only recording, if you wish, the security agreement and the trust. That's all. All the other documents, you could figure that out. But that's why many people come to me. They go to other people, they get burnt, and they're like, oh my God, I got burnt, holy cow. You know, I'm gonna go to you. And I've heard a lot of scary stories. So be very, very, very careful with these people. And another thing, you know, if they don't show their face, and I'm only referring to people that are in the secure creditor business. I'm not talking about just any other business. If they don't show their face, I don't know how people can trust others in throwing in like 5-10 grand to somebody who doesn't show their face. I like to show my face because people can read my energy. You don't have to be psychic to read energy. Anyway, you're already intuitive. But it's good for you to read people's energies, to know if they're shady or not, listen to their voice, reflection, all that stuff to see. I mean, I don't understand that. I always have to put my fucking face on camera, whether I look good or not. You know, so you get to know me. That's how you build relationships with your followers and listeners and everything like that. I mean, unless, yeah, obviously, if you're a radio show host and all that, maybe that's a little bit different. But anyway, just be very cautious and careful. And that's why I put the books out for you. I got the Be Bulletproof print. I'm working on the ebook right now with Lulu. I'm kind of going through a little issue there. They're supposed to help me through it. Once they do that, excuse me. Once they do that, I'm going to have an ebook, Be Bulletproof ebook, back up again, but on Lulu, not on Amazon. Okay. And I'm going to be working on other books, more books to come. And what I want to talk about on this particular podcast is that I'm going to be putting information out. You know, I put a stop to it for a while because I didn't think many people were ready for it. Many, many years ago, you know, my experience, like I've mentioned in my books before, even in my Sovereign Magic book, about a person named Eddie that came into my life that changed everything. Okay, he didn't teach me the secure creditor world, but he opened up my eyes about a lot of things. And he came into my life, and I was really broken from this divorce, the first divorce, very, very broken. And he, you know, I was a go-go dancer. He came in and met me there, and we hit it off very well. We started talking about Eric Van Daniken, about the Chariots of the Gods. We started talking about the Celestine Prophecy. He just got back from Egypt. He hurt his knee. I remember that. And I said, oh my God, I always wanted to go to Egypt. I was like 28 years old at the time, working in San Diego. And It was an amazing encounter, I will just say that. Not many people I can talk about Chariots of the Gods and, you know, that this planet was hijacked by extraterrestrials. I mean, not many people I can talk about that at all, right? And he was the one I can talk to about, and he came out of the blue. He was Tunisian, New Yorkian guy. And he started opening my eyes. He got me, he introduced me to David Icke's work, George Nori, Alex Jones. He even introduced me to the producer of Da Vinci Code over the phone. I actually spoke to him. as a 28-year-old girl, broken, having her kids taken from her and by an ex-husband that would treat her like shit, and all of a sudden hanging out with a multimillionaire for about a couple months. It was a real treat, guys. And he opened my eyes about the Anunnaki, that I should be reading the book 12th Planet by Zechariah Sitchin. I never read the book, but I've read other Zechariah Sitchin's books. And I decided, you know, I decided to read that 12th Planet finally, and I know I'll eat it up within a week. But it's basically stuff that I already know. I've already done a crap load of research about the Anunnaki. And I'm going to share that with you, this information. Billy Carson, he's really wonderful. I've been following his work. He pretty much ties everything together along with frequency, energy, that we are more than what we believe to be, you know, not just these worker slaves for the Anunnaki. And who the Anunnaki were, these beings that came to this planet several thousands of years ago, 400,000 years ago. And our ancestors were already here, by the way. You know, we were already created by Source, by the way, okay, because I do believe in God, a higher power God. I don't believe in Yahweh, and I'll tell you why. A higher power meaning love, Source, the true creator. Back then we were like Neanderthals, and, excuse me, scratchy throat. And there, the Anunnaki came down, and they realized, you know what, we need some workers for us, because, you know, we're kind of fighting with each other, we're trying to get things done ourselves, and really we need somebody to come help us out. So they ended up genetically modifying our DNA with their DNA. And that's where the first human beings came. That they were the missing link to becoming human beings. And we look just like them. We look just like them. Okay. So, anyway, when they were doing that, civilization changed. Civilization leaped. And we went from being Neanderthals, just hunting and gathering, to creating freaking amazing civilizations out of nowhere. And it's real interesting, because if you watch Graham Hancock's documentary, it's called The Ancient Apocalypse. It'll blow your mind. Because he's already there. He talks and explains and why, especially having other professionals talk about it. You know, geologists, other archaeologists realizing that, hey, there's something to this. There's something to the myth stories of these temples that are put on there, not to be ignored. There's a reason why, about the flood myths going on. So the 12th Planet was Zechariah Sitchin's book. It was his first book. And that will start the beginning of everything, and how he was able to interpret the Sumerian cuneiforms at the time. And back then, there was only a few people that could do it, and he was one of them. He was self-taught. I mean, he wasn't perfect by any means, but he was pretty damn close. And according to Billy Carson, he says that you can easily go to UCLA, and you can take the cuneiform tablets. You know, they do something with the computer stuff, and then you can read it. You can read it there yourself. You don't need a third party to interpret it for you. You can go do it yourself. I don't know where, what other places you can do it, but you can look for that. And you can actually you can have it translated for you. And you can read the stories yourself. And you will notice that in these cuneiforms, that a lot of the Old Testament was borrowed from the cuneiforms. You can tell, and you can read a parallel story there that the old tablet is already talking about. And the Epic of Gilgamesh comes from there as well. And the Sumerian cuneiform tablets predate way, way beyond the Old Testament was ever created. Okay. And it's about two brothers. There's a war between two brothers, and one brother is known as Enki, and who was the good guy, and Enlil, who was kind of the bad guy, who was a bad brother. And Enlil is also known as Yahweh or Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Okay. He is the God of the Old Testament. He was the one that was jealous, wrathful towards his creation. And really, when they manipulated the DNA of the human beings, I mean, it was their creation, but they were not the true creators of the beings on this planet. They'd like to pretend that they were, okay? They just tinkered with the DNA and recreated something. But Enlil was the god of, they called themselves gods to the human beings that were slaving for them. So all the slaves, they thought, oh, okay, yeah, we're gonna worship them, they're gods, they have all this technology, they must be God. So that's where the whole Yahweh thing came from, was Enlil, and you know, all the stories are on there, like, you know, how wrathful he was. If you didn't follow his 10 commandments or he didn't follow his laws and rules, he would destroy you. Okay, but Enki, on the other hand, he was the nice one, and he really loved humanity and helped humanity to do the best that they could. He was also known as the serpent on the tree where Eve ate the apple. And really, it wasn't Eve eating the apple, it was the fact that Enlil came in and told Eve, while Adam was out there working, the truth. I'm sorry to tell you, but these people that think that they're gods over you, we're not gods. We are just simply beings from another planet. We are Anunnaki. And you guys, you know, you are humans, but you have a lot of gifts. You have a lot of power within you. And the true God is, you know, the creator of all, the all, and it has nothing to do with these Anunnaki gods. That was the awakening. And when Adam came back from working, then Eve told him, hey, this is what Enki just told me. Now, Enki is also seen as Lucifer. He's also seen as Thoth, or Tehote, or Tehuti. He was also possibly seen even as Jesus, okay? That side of the coin where we would think, oh, it's the left-hand path, it's the evil people, it's the evil demons, you know, like even Azazel. I believe Azazel was even Enki, because if you think about it, if you learn about Azazel and they think, oh, well, Azazel was kicked out of heaven because God destroyed him and all this. Well, the reason why Azazel was kicked out of heaven supposedly was the fact that he was trying to teach human beings warfare, to stand up for themselves against these tyrant so-called gods. He was there to help protect the people, okay? So this is why, you know, on my end, that's why I follow the left-hand path. I've been following the left-hand path because I knew that the other path, the right-hand path with Yahweh and all this stuff was a bunch of baloney, and I knew it. And I've known it for a very, very long time. That's why things work out for me. Whereas if I'm just praying to Yahweh and all this stuff, nothing works. Nothing works because Enlil, Yahweh, didn't want to help his people. He didn't want to help the workers. He didn't care. He would destroy them and look at them as a bunch of nothings, okay? And it all proves it in the Old Testament for you. But when Jesus came, he was more like, hey, you don't need to follow the Old Testament way. You know, that's over. Come follow me because I'm more about compassion and love, and that's in alignment with Enki, that's in alignment with Thoth and the Emerald Tablet, that's in alignment with a lot of that side of the coin where we're not supposed to be connecting with, and we were forbidden to connect with that other side, the left-hand side or whatever, because, you know, to them, they say, oh, they're all demons that you're worshiping. They're all demons, and that's evil, and that's an abomination to God. What type of God are you talking about? This Enlil God? He's not your God. Yahweh is not a God. They were aliens. They were Anunnaki. So that's going to be an awakening to a lot of you. And, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. Just start studying the Sumerian text, what happened back then, these ziggurats that were created, known as, you know, we call them pyramids. The ziggurats are Sumerian ziggurats. Those were their types of pyramids. Well, how funny that they look identical to the Mexican or the Mayan pyramids over here. I mean, we live like 15 minutes away from the closest one. They're all ziggurats. These were Sumerian created, and not only Sumerian created, they were Anunnaki created. Isn't it funny how we end up finding ourselves here all the time? And, you know, I was telling my husband, I go, why the hell do we keep coming back to the Yucatan? I hate the weather here. I really do. It's flat as a tortilla. The water's beautiful, yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of wars going on in the Quintana Roo side between the mafia and all this stuff. But it's just so too hot. Like, the weather's just too hot. But we always keep finding ourselves here for some reason. And maybe, obviously, we're supposed to be here waiting for the Anunnaki to come back. I don't know. I mean, you can be anywhere in the world, really, but that's kind of a joke. But it is very, very strange how things kind of work out that way. But the Egyptian pyramids look completely different. They don't look like a ziggurat. They look like complete pyramids. And we all know, we all have an idea that these pyramids or whatever these temples are were actually created by some very highly intelligent advanced civilization that we, at this day and age, cannot replicate. We cannot replicate what they can replicate, okay? So like I said, a lot of the stuff I'm saying, it's not I'm talking out of my head. Go to the cuneiform tablets and start reading them. And you'll read. You'll learn about it. And the Epic of Gilgamesh is 2,000 years way older than the Old Testament was ever created. And again, you're going to find out all the information on the Old Testament has been taken in pieces and bits by other creation stories, other myths, from other scriptures or other texts or whatever, ancient tablets. And you're going to say, well, wait a second here. Isn't that the same thing that I just read over there? Like, that's way older than the Old Testament. So it takes a person who's very educated, who is very well researched, and has no problem, or they're not scared to question. And whenever there's a fear of questioning, it's because you have been programmed and dumbed down by the Roman Empire. If you question, you are sinning. Okay? You're sinning. And those fears are instilled in the people that pray to Yahweh. And that's why I refuse to do that. I refuse to bow down to something like that, because for one, I know he's not the creator of the human beings at all. We come from a loving creator. There is no sex. It isn't a woman or a man, nothing. It is just pure love. And I know this from my experience anyway. I can't speak for you, your experience. But I know when I went under through quantum healing hypnosis, my first time I ever went under like that, ever, I went straight to source. And the feeling I received was absolutely amazing. It was like this unconditional stream of love that you could look like an idiot, you could do the most stupidest, horrendous acts, and you're constantly being loved no matter what. Same love and compassion that Jesus talks about, which is completely different from the Old Testament God, right? So that's why it is very important to question your religion, to question these things, because a lot of it is very, very influenced, heavily influenced by the Anunnaki, and you have to understand this. So that's where I am, and that's why I just move on. I follow my research, I research it, and I put things together, and I just listen to my intuition. I said, whoa, okay, that's why things are working for me in this way. That's why I don't, you know, I follow my intuition. So, you know, you might want to check out The 12th Planet. It's a good book. I'm already reading it right now. Pretty good stuff. And it kind of gets you in the beginning of it, and look for a place where you can translate the cuneiforms yourself and then read the history. Now, am I saying that just because it's written in cuneiforms that it was true? I mean, I can't say it was absolutely true. We really don't know, but we have to follow some type of evidence and say, okay, you know what? Maybe there is something to this. I mean, I'm not saying it's all completely true, but there could be something to this. Because again, the evidence is in front of us. Who the hell built the pyramids? Who the hell built all these magnificent temples? And also, who the hell built the cathedrals? These magnificent looking cathedrals. And yet to this day, we can't even replicate them. And I was listening to another researcher, who was talking about even the cathedrals, like the Roman cathedrals and these churchy cathedrals, and we're thinking they're all churches, right? And he says, no, they weren't. He says, when the people came, like, you know, the preachers and the priests or whatever, you know, and they decided to make them churches, the buildings were already there. The buildings stood there. They didn't create a church. The way that we create churches, look at the churches that we create in the United States. They look very, very plain and boring and modern, right? They don't look like those anymore. Like beautiful, like mosques or beautiful, like cathedral-looking architecture that will just blow your freaking mind. We cannot replicate those. And it blew my mind when I heard that. I said, what? We never, oh my gosh. So they were actually used and as healing centers for the Atlanteans or the other civilizations that came before. They were healing centers because why are they placed right on the portals or ley lines, the energy points of the earth? They're put there for a reason. But yet, a lot of these church masters or whatever, I mean, they use it for horrendous purposes. You know, in the day, they'll say, okay, we're Catholics today. But then at night, they use it for sacrifices, baby sacrifices. I'm not saying all cathedrals and churches or whatever, but a lot of them, it's because of the portal energy that these cathedrals have. So it's very trippy stuff, guys. Very, very trippy stuff. And it's good to delve into the history. And again, know who the hell you're praying to. Know who the hell you're fueling the fire to. And really, really learn instead of going on blind faith because someone else told you something or a book was written, so therefore you need to believe it. Just like the Sumerian cuneiforms, I'm not saying that it is complete truth, but it is truth for them. But how did all this come about? This is very interesting. And there's other old text. I think it's called the Amolsh text, dated way back when, and they're in Iraq. The Dead Sea Scrolls, the Hammadi text of the, they're all like written in the other Bible. Talks about Jesus, how Jesus, a lot of the scriptures that were hidden from the Roman Catholic Church from being destroyed. The Dead Sea Scrolls were actually written by Jesus' disciples that actually went out into the world, and they continued to be taught by him because Jesus never died on the cross. They're saying Jesus never died on the cross. He was on there, but he had people help him down off the cross, and he had a lot of support. He was a very well-loved person, and he had so much freaking support. And he had a lot of influence of a lot of people. And according to Sylvia Brown, she's a psychic, she also mentioned something like that he was taken down off the cross. He was actually, he did have to go through the sacrifice pretty much. It was pretty painful as hell. But he was saved from the cross. And that's why they thought, oh, he arose from the grave and whatever. And I mean, who knows? Who knows if that's true or not either. But then we're hearing some other tells that he could have been possibly, because there was a virgin birth, there was an artificial insemination where he was part alien. He was part Anunnaki, which would make perfect damn sense as well. I mean, there's just so many freaking stories. I'm not just saying, oh, please believe what I have to say. I say just go do the research, do your own discernment. But it's very interesting. Billy Carson talks about all that as well. And my father said the same thing. How do you not know that Jesus was an alien? I mean, what the hell is holy? Everything's, oh, it's so holy. You know, my dad used to make so much fun of the situation because he was Catholic. He grew up as an altar boy. He hated it. He really hated it because there was too much, there was a lot of hypocrisy he kept seeing with the priests. And, you know, even though I was baptized Catholic, we never really, my parents didn't follow the principles. They didn't really care. But it is very, very interesting to think about that because if it has anything to do with the star, the Eastern Star, and the three magis and the three kings that came from afar, you know, obviously Jesus had some type of connection with Egypt, with magic as well. He was a very, very magical, miracle type person. But he could have been an alien. He could have been an Anunnaki with all of these amazing powers. So what does this mean if this is true? If this is true that we were we carry the DNA of the Anunnakis and we actually look just like them. What does that mean? That means that we're pretty badass. We have a lot of abilities. We can manifest. We can move things with our mind if we want. If the stuff in our DNA was maybe tinkered with a little more, or if we practice. I mean, just look at the monks in Tibet. Look at the things that they can do. I mean, it will blow your mind what they can do. Utilizing qi, gong, energy, mind work, all that stuff, healing. This is the power that we have. Or like Jedis. So, you know, it's not the fact, it could be depressing to think, oh my gosh, we were worker bees, you know, we're slaves and blah, 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 blah. But really we are created in their image. You see, we're created in their image, which they created that by, they put that there, created in our image, and do not worship any other God but me. It's so obvious. And Lil put that out there. But we have a lot of abilities and we have a lot of power. And that's what Eddie told me years ago. He says, you have no idea who the hell you are. And he didn't mean like just me by myself. He meant us as a human race. We have so much capabilities, so much power to manifest and create things in our life that a lot of these, like the draconians, like the reptilians, they cannot do. So why are the draconians and the reptilians, why are they in control of the politics? Well, it could be that when the Anunnaki left, the Anunnaki, according to Billy Carson and I guess Zachariah Sitchin's work, they come from many, they had many races. It wasn't just they all came from Nibiru, the planet Nibiru. They came from all different types of planets too. So they all look pretty different too. Okay, they don't look all human like us, but there were some that looked very different. Maybe perhaps there's some that were part reptilian, who knows? Because we hear a lot of the reptilians, you see. The reptilians are in control of this political thing. Perhaps maybe they got into war with the reptilians, who knows? And the Anunnaki said, hey, we're out of here. We're out of here for a little bit, but yet we're going to be coming back. And just like what Jesus said, I'm coming back, my second coming. Well, that's the Anunnaki coming back. Their second, or who knows how many comings that they had, right? But it's really strange. Like when you dip into the Sumerian text first and read all that first with a clean slate, and then you read the Bible, you're like, whoa, wait a second here. All this stuff is borrowed from there. This is really trippy, you know? You'll start to see life a little differently. You'll start to perceive life a little differently, and you're going to open up your mind. This is the time of the Great Awakening, folks. You have to educate yourself. You cannot take what others are saying as word and just go with it. You have to do your own research, your own due diligence, go within your heart, go within your intuition as well. It's very interesting stuff, and I think it could be very, very addictive too, because it's really interesting and fun to know about all this. And once you start to tap into all of this information, your life is better. Your life becomes better. You feel free. You feel more in control. You feel like the Jedi that you're born to be on this planet. It's just the sense of freedom of knowing that I'm loved no matter what. I'm loved by this unconditionally by source no matter what. And I'm not judged by this Anunnaki god, Enlil, who calls himself Yahweh. Okay? But again, don't take my word for it. Go do some hardcore research and see what I'm saying. And like I said, I'm just the messenger. I'm not saying, oh, please do this and believe that. But from my experience, from my research, that's why I connect with Azazel, because Azazel is Anunnaki. Azazel is connected with Enki, not Enlil, sorry, Enki. And, oh gosh, who's the other one? I can't think straight. It's so early in the morning for me right now. I work with another entity. My gosh, hello, I'm so sorry. Oh God, that's terrible. Belial, there you go. And a lot of the gods of the Goetia, they say the demons of Goetia, they're all Anunnaki. They're all part of that pantheon, or very similar to the pantheon. And a lot of them, they work with Enki. And the ones that that we call angels and they're God's angels, those are the direct opposite. Those are the ones you don't want to work with. You see what I mean? It's a mind F, guys. When you do the proper research, you will understand why. So like I said, I don't see Azazel as a demon at all, because the word demon was created by the Sumerians or whatever to make it sound like, no, that's forbidden, don't you work with them. Because if you work with them, you're freaking powerful as hell. And I'll tell you, since I've been working with Azazel, my life has changed and my life has gotten better. So much better. I'm free. I can support my family. I have no problem. I live a very independent life. Whereas if I was following the other side, I'd be struggling right now, praying and begging on my knees. I forget about it. I refuse to do that. But again, it's entirely up to you. But you start to learn about it through experience. You test everything to see if things work or not. And you just come to the, and I just came to that conclusion. I said, everything that we were taught is reversal. And it's funny because even Infinite Waters, I watch him a lot. I just love watching his videos on YouTube. If you've ever check him out, Infinite Waters. And he says, everything that we've been taught is all backwards. It's all reversed. And it is very, very, very true, because they teach you to fear something that they are tapping into. They're tapping into that energy themselves, but they don't want you tapping into that energy. Oh, no, no, no. God forbid, right? They don't want you tapping into that because they don't want you to have the power that they have. So anyway, I think it's just interesting. I highly recommend check out Billy Carson's work. He's got a book out on the Emerald Tablet, the Commendium, where it helps to translate the Emerald Tablet a lot easier. This is the Tablet of Thoth or Enki or Quetzalcoatl. And, you know, he was seen as Quetzalcoatl. You know, after every disaster and every flood, Hermes Trismegistus or Trismegistus. They say, and this is what Graham Hancock said in his series documentary, Ancient Apocalypse, that every time after a flood, and there were several floods, it wasn't the flood, there were several floods. Every time after a flood, civilization went to crap, and then always they're being helped by somebody. Somebody comes over with a white beard on a boat and there to teach the humans exactly what to do and how to do it. And he's seen as Quetzalcoatl in Mexico. He's seen as Thoth and the Emerald Tablets. He wrote the Emerald Tablets on a material that is not from this planet. It's actually from another place outside this planet. It could be from another planet. And it's like some type of a green material. He's come in many forms in Asia by other names, you know, or his crew, they were all Anunnaki. And, I mean, who knows, it could have been all Anunnaki, maybe some Palladians, I really don't know. I mean, I'm only speaking from what the cuneiforms have talked about. But Enki, or Thoth, was basically saying, you know, here, I'm here to help humanity. I'm not here to destroy it, and I don't want you to worship me. I'm not here for you to bow down and say, worship me. No way. I want you to just help. Let me just follow my way. I am the way to helping you to get to where you need to be. You know, he wanted to make the humans stronger than a bunch of weak little slaves, and to remind us that we are also Anunnaki. Now, isn't that interesting? We are Anunnaki as well, because we have their DNA code inside of us. And we have the image of them. So with that being said, we are Anunnaki too. Interesting. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I mean, my husband and I are going to be doing more podcasts like this pretty soon, on moving beyond the matrix. And you're going to probably notice on YouTube, we're going to be doing a lot more of those talk shows, because it's very informative and very important for those to learn about our human origin and where we come from, and how are you supposed to be successful in doing secure creditor work or any of that foreign agent work if you don't know your human origin. if you don't know that you're a magician, if you don't know that you're magical, that you're the creator of your own reality, I mean, we're all Jedis here, okay? You know, we integrate everything. That's what Gods of Amenti is all about. That's why we call ourselves Gods of Amenti. We are gods of masters of the illusion, because we've mastered it, okay? And we are gods. We are gods. We are connected to Source, and we, if you want to go even further, deeper, we come from Source, and Source came through us. Oh, my husband has to say something too. Go for it, Darren.
Yeah, if you've noticed all this stuff, that the elite that supposedly is in power of the planet, they've just tricked everybody into giving away their power. They can't control you once you know who you are and your power. Once you understand who you are, and once you understand the power you have within you, nobody can tell you how to live your life or what to do. And these elites know this, because they don't have what we have. And that's a powerful soul from God. God himself, not...
Or herself.
But not the God that this mush wants you to believe in. Oh, yeah, I made you. And yeah, well, you made this avatar. You didn't make our spirit. You didn't make our soul. You didn't make our essence to who we truly are, with the power within. And once you can understand and harness that power, then it's game over for the elite, because you have no fear inside of you. They're using fear to run your life. They're using fear to say, oh, you can't do this, or you can't do that. It's just like a mind trap. Uh-huh. And they're using hypnosis on people. Gnosis. Because they know certain techniques on how to encaptivate the populace. So once you can see this, you can get past it and just use that power within yourself. And then
be a magician.
Be a magician. Be free. Run your own life. Be responsible for yourself. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah, and hallelujah to that, guys. Yeah. How do you like that? Yeah, a lot of the ideas of a monolithic monastic, or where you only worship one god, that came from Amun-Ra. That came from Akhenaten, where Akhenaten defaced many of the gods and said, you are to worship me. All this came from Amun-Ra. And that's where Amen came from.
Sounds like a narcissistic god, if you ask me.
Very narcissistic, and they weren't gods, they were Anunnakis. So when you start to realize this, you start to know, hey, why am I praying to Trump or praying to Biden? I know many aren't praying to him, but you know what I mean? Praying to all these kings and queens and worshiping them, because they're all from the same freaking bloodline. I don't give a crap what you say. It's all proven. Proven throughout history. All of them share the exact same bloodline. It goes way back to the Merovingians and beyond the Merovingians, all the way to the Anunnaki rulers, or even reptilian rulers. Same with Obama. It doesn't matter what color you are. They all come from the same freaking branch or the tree, right? So... but they were put here because they wanted to maintain order, obviously, because, yeah, without order, then, you know, there'd be a lot of chaos. Well, there is a lot of chaos anyway, right? Doesn't make any sense.
we only need order if we are not responsible for our actions. If we are responsible adult, mature adults, then we don't need any governance at all.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, because we have been tinkered with the Anunnaki DNA, we do have a sense of ego. Mm-hmm. We do have a sense of things that, you know, we tend to want to know. We want to be in control, and then we want to be in the power within us. May not be enough, so therefore we have to have power over other people. And that's where a lot of these gurus and pharaohs, or like, I'm not saying bad, I'm saying the bad gurus, not the good ones, but The ones that are like, hey, I'm in control, follow me because I know the way and I have the connection. No, a good guru teaches the people how to do things on their own and how to and inspires them and empowers them not to suck the energy out of them, like what the priests are doing, okay? So with this knowledge has to be put forth out there because I can't just focus on one little aspect, which is, okay, be a secure creditor for an agent and that's it. No, you have to know the enchilada. You have to know the whole enchilada, where you come from, who you are, and what the power that you're capable of. And then we can go into the magical side of ourselves. Then we can go into connecting with these powerful entities that can help us with creating a better world in our lives, because we have had a lot of experience with working directly with specific entities that you can actually do that yourself.
The elite know this and they do it every day.
Yeah, and the elite know this and they do it every freaking day, okay? That's why they're so extremely massively wealthy and rich and all of this stuff. It's because they know something that many do not. They have the information which is passed down from, you know, generation to generation on their end.
They use fear to keep you away from it.
Yeah, they use fear to keep you away from everything. So it's time to, you know, if you can stop acting like a slave for a minute, then you will see that your life will get better. Everything, because why? Because now you realize you are responsible for your life. No one else is responsible. You cannot take Jesus and wipe your ass with Jesus. I'm sorry. I get a lot of people that are like that, telling me to bow down to Jesus, that I better change my ways. And I'm like, but yeah, you know, I'll tell you.
That means you're confused as just the rest of the population.
Yeah, and not only that, I had a mother-in-law who was so Pentecostal, so up Jesus's, you know what, and I'll tell you, she was married to a pedophile who messed with my daughter when she was a real young baby. He was a fuck effing pedophile, okay? And she would just bring in crap from the church. I mean, the guy before that was a friggin', he was a heroin addict. No, the pedophile was a heroin addict also. And the guy before that, he was a crackhead. I mean, all these people, all these wonderful people that pray to Jesus Christ, they're in the church because all they need to do is be forgiven for their sins. But yet they can keep on continuing doing what they do. And then they can say, oh, well, Jesus forgives me. What a hypocritical way. How the hell are you supposed to become an adult? How the hell are you supposed to, you know, take control in your own hands, be a responsible adult? Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what's the point? I mean, I'm sure he probably did exist. He did make a huge impact, but the way that he has been seen is completely different. So you have to realize this whole God talk, oh God, and all this stuff. These beings came from another planet for you all to worship. And many of you are falling for it. You're falling for the politicians. You're falling for the kings and queens, and you're still doing it. You think that your vote counts. You think that by voting, it's going to count and it's going to make a better way for you and it's going to change everything. When in reality, it's going to be the same freaking president time and time again. And you guys aren't freaking getting it. Many of you aren't. So that's the thing. It's all about you realizing who you are and knowing that, hey, I have the power to be, I am God. I am that. But not in an ego way, like, I'm God, come, you know, pray to me. No, you realize you are the son and daughters of a higher intelligence or beyond that, something that is bodiless, really. It's just pure energy, pure love that we came from.
It's formless love with immense power.
Yeah, formless love with immense power, he says. But anyway, just wanted to mention that. So, you know, we are a very a deep group. And we've done a lot of research, we've done a lot of meditating, and really we take this whole work that we do with the secure credit work and the trust work to a whole other level that many people out there will not touch. They will not go there. You know, they want you to, or you'll move into some people who are star seeds and they're praying to the Palladians and the Arcturians and all this and channeling them, but they're not getting far. You can only channel so much. What about doing the work, taking action, manifesting stuff in your life? And then, you know, there's another thing called dark light. A lot of this misinformation coming out with all the starseed information. I'm not saying that that's all completely fabricated, but I mean, once you already know that you're part Anunnaki anyway, I mean, we're all extraterrestrial beings now. We're part extraterrestrial, and we have, we were told that we have, how many extraterrestrial races within our DNA strand? Actually, it was more, 23, by Francis Crick. I remember I read something about that. He delved into that years ago. Yeah, we have about 23 races, and we are considered royalty. Royalty, all human beings are considered royalty because we have so many extraterrestrial races within us. And with that, we have a hell of a lot of power. A lot of power. More than you know.
Just that we need to learn and understand and how to tap into it, because we're being led away from this knowledge. Since you were born, it's never been taught to you. I mean, the stuff taught in schools just teaches you how to be a slave to society. These mystic schools obviously are out there, and they teach the real education of how life really is and what you can do to live it better. So we basically run our own underground mystic school with a bunch of other stuff that's in there. The curriculum is pretty intense. But like my wife says, we have thoroughly researched this. We've done all the homework. We've put it all together. We see results every day. We practice what we preach. Others tell us, oh, wow, this is amazing and all this kind of stuff. It just, you know, we are who we are and we're not going to stop doing it.
Exactly. So anyway, just to wrap it up, December, we have a Silver Bullet Ambassador Secure Creditor Program coming up. Get prepared. My husband's going to be doing the banner. I'll be putting it out there. And we will put the new deadline and everything. So I'm very excited. And like I said, I think the last one for a little while is going to be in February. And because we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break from that. And we're going to be doing a lot of other things. And we might even teach a magical course. This is something we've been wanting to do because, again, you know, I have a circle called A Circle of Azazel on Facebook. I got almost 1,000 people in there already. It's crazy. And they're all wanting to be led and taught and everything. So we're actually looking into doing that, you know. But first, I think I'm just going to write the book about my experiences and, you know, with the history of the Anunnaki and all this stuff converging, everything coming together. For you to check out, and if I get a lot of people that are like, hey, a lot of those that are asking, hey, you know what, let's get a magic course together, then we will put something together. All right, guys, have a wonderful Sunday. Take care, and I will see you in the next podcast. Bye for now. Go to securecreditor.com, by the way, securecreditor.com to sign up for the Silver Bullet Ambassador programs. And again, you don't have to wait for the webinars. You can sign up anytime that you want, and we have our data programmer on board anytime. Take care.